Good evening. If you have a Bible, if you would please open to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, Acts chapter 10. I want to look at a passage there to introduce our thoughts this evening. It's good to be together again tonight, and we hope and trust that you've had an edifying day as you've come to worship the Lord this day, and we hope that for a few moments we can help prepare ourselves for the week ahead. As was mentioned, I've been thrilled with the fact that the Amarillo paper has been willing to publish a few articles. I told some of the brethren before services, at first I thought it might have been kind of a fluke that first article last month they published, but they keep publishing some that I send them, so I want to continue to do that. And I was encouraged last month when that happened that we had kind of an opportunity for people to use that as a tool to help teach others. A few of you told me about opportunities and situations where you pass that on to other people, and I'm encouraged by that and want to use it in that way. I don't know why it is that they don't make that available just to all sources where you can buy the paper, but it seems to be something that is just for Amarillo and just for subscribers in Amarillo. You can access it, though, as was mentioned. A good day's work, but then to rest and to recuperate is not something we need to feel embarrassed about or ashamed of. That's the common need. That's the common lot of life. In fact, enjoying the labor of our hands is something that is a gift from God. It is a part of our heritage. We recognize in this mad rush of life, it may be that often the only chance that we have to stop and to rest and recuperate may come at the close of a day. It may come in that little bit of time before we go to bed. Or perhaps we sit down in front of the television, or perhaps we will sit in a comfortable chair or on the couch or something, that you could just point a finger to and identify this is the time it happened. But rather it was something over a period of time, something gradually, something that snuck into their life where one day that same brother or sister that we look to with encouragement, we look to as a pillar of faith, abandoned the faith. Why does that happen? The disease that kills our spirit starts slowly and it spreads gradually. Sometimes it can start with simply weariness. And get to the point where we get tired from all of the demands that life puts upon us and the strain that we have to face. Perhaps it can grow from discouragement. Maybe we faced a trial. Need to rest. We will need additional recuperation. I sometimes wish it wasn't that way. You know, I wish it was kind of like a car. You can go in for a 6-month tune-up on a car, and that basically kind of takes care of it for 6 months. And sometimes I think we sort of would be better off if that's the way rest and recuperation is. But it's not. You're going to have to do that whether you're at a meeting or you're not at a meeting. You're going to have to. There is some care he needs to demonstrate for his own soul as well. And he tells him in verse 16, take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. If love for God and the chance to help others is not reason enough for us to commit ourselves to be here, consider for a moment that in the trials that we face in life, in all of those things that life will throw at each of us, what if the very encouragement, what if the very kernel of truth or kernel of hope